your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out here by going to the email box. Mark, I believe you have something about young people getting hurt by their parents and what they should be feeling about it. Am I approaching that correctly? What's the email?
This is from Jay. It says, hi, Mark. I'm a fan of Harry Brown.
I do love Harry Brown.
Yep, presidential candidate in
the late great
96 and 2000 for the Libertarian Party.
That's correct.
Okay. He was really a great
best-selling author too.
He was a great candidate. I always recall his essay to his daughter, "Nobody owes you anything," or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
What if your parent beats you and molests you? Is the response to be just let it pass, or just run away and leave it behind? One of the central tenets of libertarianism is to adhere to a policy of nonviolence. I'd like to hear opinions on this issue. What if you had done nothing worse than being born, but you were always treated poorly? More generally, the issue of an eye for an eye versus turn the other cheek, but I would still like to hear opinions on the specific issue as well as the general case.
Well, I would say that definitely letting it go, I think, would be the most positive thing just mentally. I don't know if this is from a libertarian perspective or anything like that. I don't think libertarianism specifies turning the other cheek or self-defense. I think that both are libertarian ideals in that the libertarianism is only a system of believing and understanding that initiating force is inherently wrong. So libertarianism says that it's okay to turn the other cheek, and it's okay equally to defend oneself if attacked. But if you're talking about a situation where a young person has been abused sexually or physically or whatever as they were growing up, sure, you could go after your parents if you wanted to, but then won't that just cause more strife in your mind? Won't that just be put you in a more uncomfortable place in that you will have to continue dealing with a court situation or having to continue receiving contact from people that you may not actually appreciate contacting you anymore? Wouldn't it be easier to just cut those ties and move ahead with whatever it is that's important in your life?
I don't know that... I don't know. I've never been...
I didn't say I knew. I asked, wouldn't it be? Yeah. That's just what I feel.
I have never been in this circumstance. I hear that people that have been molested find it very therapeutic to have their molesters, see justice. And I think that the only form of justice that you're currently going to see is with police. I think that it's fine and dandy to involve the police if you've been in a situation of, theft or, violence or something like that. If it's just a little theft, I don't know whether I get the police involved, because sometimes they'll take the opportunity of a burglary to poke around your house and find things that you may not want them to find. But yeah, I think that if it bothers you a great deal, go to the police and see if you can get some justice meted out. I don't know if you will. Mm. And certainly it may help, prevent it from happening to someone else. But I'd like to say that it's very unlikely that your parents, your natural-born parents, will be the ones to molest you. I mean, usually it's somebody else.
Your uncle or something.
Uncles, stepfathers, stepmothers, things like that. The only one less likely to molest a child from the mother is the father. The father is the least likely.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, it's because he's less likely to be there.
Okay.
Because children are, things happen, and usually it's in split homes, and
I want to hear what Wayne has to say about this. But, yeah, I mean, if you feel like that's going to provide you with the catharsis you're looking for by going through the process of trying to bring them to some form of justice, then, pursue that.
Yeah, but I
personally feel like it would be easier to focus on healing oneself and moving ahead with your life. But, Wayne, how do you feel about this issue?
You know, it depends on what it is, and I think they say time heals all, and yet over time, sometimes what'll happen is you'll suppress something for a long time, and then you need to deal with it at some point in your life. When you do, maybe you need to confront them or write to them or whatever. And again, it depends on the severity of the perpetration against you.
Mm-hmm.
But to go out and shoot them or something, no.
Taking the justice into your own hands is really only going to result in bad things for you.
Bad stuff.
Violence begets violence and all that. It's certainly not a positive thing.
But there are situations I think that can be pretty positive at times where you can go back years later. Maybe you just got away from that person and whether it's a parent or relative, and then at some point you confront them in a way that's not threatening. And sometimes they'll say, I don't know what you're talking about, and other times they'll say, I'm so sorry. Mm. You don't know. And sometimes it's worth taking the chance, but you have to assess that individually.
Yeah, depending on your circumstances.
Yes.
So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you do get to make a choice as to, if, for yourself, how it affects you. Every day you get to make the choice, and you know, that's something you can decide for yourself. I'm not saying it's easy. I've never been there, but you know, if this this molestation that occurred, mm-hmm. if you gave it the significance that you give, say, taking out the garbage one day, then that's the significance it's going to have. If you give it the significance of the most important you know, aspect of your life, then it's going to have that significance. So you get to
which
pick.
One would you choose? I mean, which one would you prefer? I know which one I'd like. I'd like to make it being taking out the garbage, take it out one last time, and then move ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and another way to see healing in this area is to help people that have, you know, had that same problem.
That's a good point.
You can see, so you can have...
As many of the former polygamist victims, if you will, have been helping others escape from that, just as a recent example of exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's much more... I'm sure that's much more healing for them, seeing other people being rescued from a similar situation than, you know, a $200 a month or a week check coming in from your former molester or abuser. That's just how I feel.
Well, you're not going to get that. You're talking now. You're in this sort of libertarian world that you imagine, where you know, people that have harmed you in some way do you know, give you some kind of
restitution
or something.
Well, that would be ideal, right? I mean,
it would, but you're not going to get that today. And
no.
The people out there that might be listening that happened to aren't going to get that. So all they're going to get is the bad guy.
That person, you know, will be enslaved and you'll have to pay for it.
Stepdaddy or whatever is going to be off in jail.
And you'll be paying for it.
Well, you know, yeah, likely your tax bill will not reflect it. I mean, you know, it's...
But then you can tell yourself, I mean, you can tell yourself that your tax bill doesn't reflect it and that it hasn't changed because of it. That might be true. But at the same time, the money that you're paying in taxes at that point is then going to keep your abuser alive. So how would that feel?
Yeah, I mean, you're feeding him, you're housing him. It may not be the greatest circumstance in the world, but it you know, there are worse ones too.
1-800-259-9231. If you've been in a similar circumstance, perhaps you've had physical or sexual abuse as a young person, or maybe even as an adult, and you've chosen to move on, or perhaps you've chosen the other and you've chosen to try to bring that person to
what
some sort of justice. Yeah, how has that been for you? What was your path like? And can you tell us your story at 1-800-259-9231? Because all three of us have not, fortunately, had that experience.
It's got to be tough, but, you know, the thing is I've had bad people do bad things to me,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that makes me feel better about that, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's not on the scale, but one of the things that makes me feel better is if something happens to me where I come out with the fuzzy end of the lollipop, I say, well, you know, I'd rather be the guy that trusts and, you know, is open to new relationships and new people and good people than the guy who's not. And at the very least, I don't have to be that person who's always out looking to scam the next guy, because they've got to live in their own skin, and that skin's got to stink. The world has to, their worldview has to be really crappy in order for, you know, that to be the case. So at the very least, I get to be the good guy in my own mind.
I don't know if this is related. It certainly wasn't abuse necessarily, but there was at one point somebody out there in the world of the internets who decided to start up their own white supremacist radio show and take on our show name. And, you know, I don't believe in copyright or any of that stuff, so whatever. I just...
You said, stuck with it.
Okay. Anybody out there can call their show Free Talk Live. I don't care. Go ahead. Good luck with, you know, good luck with that. But karma came right around to bite him. He ended up... getting so angry at his wife over something. Maybe she was cheating on him.
Well,
I don't know.
That's what he claims.
That he killed her and then killed himself.
Gosh.
So his show's done. 800-259-9231, and I didn't have to lift a finger. You can bring up anything. Many of these people that abuse are probably living in their own personal nightmare. Leave them to it. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says... I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Over 2,000 of our listeners participate. You can get interactive. It's totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You want to move to New Hampshire but don't know where you're going to live? Porkmanor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and videos. Renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and even anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. porkmanor.com. That's porcmanor.com.
1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking about abuse, let's talk about what the government's going to be doing to people over in Great Britain. Wayne, what's happening?
State busybodies want to pry into your bedroom secrets. According to the Daily Mail from yesterday, government inspectors are to ask intimate questions about sex lives, it was revealed. More than 500,000 people every year will be asked about their past and present sexual partners, contraception, and how long couples have lived together before marriage. The 2,000 questions are part of the integrated household survey, and the responses will be logged.
2,000 questions?
Yes.
What?
I guess there's 2,000 questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of questions there. And the responses will be logged with the respondents' names and addresses, which is interesting, too. Mm-hmm. Civil servants insist that the sensitive personal information will be made anonymous once the files arrived at the Office of National Statistics.
Once it arrives, but it won't be anonymous before that.
Yeah, exactly. Where they will be held on a secure server.
So whatever bureaucrat's asking the questions, he can do whatever he wants with the information once he's gotten it. But once it gets to the office, it'll be secure.
I can see some buck teeth there, too, with that. But campaigners last night branded the survey intrusive.
Oh, really?
Oh, really, yes. Another example of Labour's surveillance state. The survey will cost £3.5 million to carry out each year. And will see
every year? Wow.
And we'll see inspectors randomly visit up to 200,000 homes to question each occupant. I guess that is this like.
Is this only about sex? I missed that point. Is it just about?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in Great Britain and this happens, don't answer. If it happens in the United States, don't answer. The answer to these people is none of your business.
Get lost.
They will ask 35 questions on contraception alone, covering vasectomies, the pill, and if respondents have ever used the morning after pill. Other intimate questions.
This is so disturbing because I'd like to just add something in here. The Great Britain, the government over there, has been working on a program that will catalog every single young person. Every child in Great Britain has a file at this point. And there are several bureaucrats and people, teachers that can have access, doctors even can have access to this centralized file on your children. And it's probably only a matter of time. Maybe it's already happened. I mean, we don't follow too closely the police state in Great Britain. We just hear things from time to time. But it's probably only a matter of time before they have one about all of the adults. They probably already have one about anyone with a criminal record. And so don't be surprised if all this information about your sex life that you are voluntarily giving to them, don't be surprised if it ends up in some centralized location. And then at any old time they want to, they can pull up your information about what your preferences are and what your habits are. And
where else would it end up?
Yeah. Well, they're not just going to throw this stuff away.
No, the government loves information like this. They can't help themselves. They just love to catalog stuff.
I also suspect it may be used by the insurance industry, too.
That's a good point. They tied in with government pretty tight. Sure.
Yes, very much so. Other intimate questions include the exact dates when the previous relationship ended, precise monthly earnings, and details of any second jobs or bonuses. Investigators would also ask about the health of any children in the household. One insensitive question.
So this is more than just sex. This is just a personally intrusive census, if you will. It's probably far more intrusive.
Are your children not healthy enough? Maybe you're not qualified to take care of them.
Mm.
We'll send in some bureaucrats to get them out of your hands.
We need to do a further investigation here.
Yeah, and listen to this insensitive question. Have you ever had a baby, even one who lived for a short time? In other words, a miscarriage or whatever.
Wow.
Like somebody wants to talk about that with a government official.
And they're going to come and ask people these questions in person, too.
Yeah.
Like, they've just found out that people will answer anything
if it's the government asking. Sure. That's not necessarily true. Have you ever got one of those food surveys where they want to give you a few coupons if you answer questions about your eating habits?
Some people choose not to answer them.
Yeah.
But if you...
if it says Department of Food on the top of it, then they'll probably go ahead and fill it out if they think it's a government thing. Because they'll believe that something will happen to them if they don't.
I don't know what they believe. I think that people just like to talk about themselves. And I'm interesting. I've had a baby that didn't live.
Maybe. I don't know. Wayne, is there more?
Oh, yes. Even though the survey is voluntary, it has been claimed that inspectors will press respondents into revealing personal details with follow-up questions designed to draw out more information.
Of course they will.
Yes.
their job to get the information. Hopefully they'll do their job well.
The U.S. Census, which is what this reminds me of, just a little more intrusive, the U.S. Census has grown from its original intent, which was to ask how many people occupy a given household, to have, I don't know, I've never actually seen one of these things, but I've heard about them, and there are dozens, if not several dozen questions on there. And they will also send bureaucrats around. If you don't respond, they will send a pushy bureaucrat around to try to get you to answer their questions, and they'll tell you that you must answer them and that, you know, you need to answer them, but you don't have to, and I recommend you not if you care about your privacy.
And the word must in legal terms is not mandatory.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
A friend of mine had this happen to him, and I love his solution for it. He just adopted a malevolent redneck accent, and I think that this is probably the best way. When they come to the door, say, "Can I help you?" Scowl at him a little bit.
He's squinting, too, by the way. You can't see that.
Who are you, and what do you want? Just you know, give them a little deliverance flashback,
yeah.
And they'll think twice about coming up there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, or a little nervous tick, you know.
Don't even open the door, though. Don't ever open the door for bureaucrats. There's no reason to.
I know. I almost always know when it's a telemarketer call calling, just in general, because I don't give my home phone to anyone. I don't even know the number, for God's sake. I make outgoing calls on it, but no incoming. Sometimes somebody will use caller ID and call me back, but I'll answer with some kind of dumb, weird accent, or I'll either do a retarded guy, "Hello, hello, hi," and just keep on saying that, and or, you know, I'll do the malevolent redneck, which I enjoy, and, you know, just try to screw with them.
Yeah, that's fun. Good times. So, Wayne, anything else you wanted to share?
Run the camera, too. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. The ONS said it needed to carry out the annual poll to keep abreast of constantly changing social trends and so help the Whitehall formulate policy. But some experts cast doubt on the survey's accuracy, suggesting that some respondents may hold back information, especially of a sexual nature, or say what they think the interviewer wants to hear.
Now, that's certainly a possibility. Yeah. So this is a multi-million-dollar process.
Yeah, good stuff that the government needs to have.
Office of National Statistics constantly trying to gather more information about you if you're in Great Britain. But it's not to say this stuff doesn't happen here in America. Here it's called the census. And it does happen here. And you can expect it's going to get more intrusive over time.
But not even the KGB has gone this far.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. InterKnobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com.
Yeah, InterKnobs, I think, is a clever name.
Yeah, it's catchy.
It's kind of like Internet's, InterKnobs.
It's memorable. I will remember that.
They actually have, if you don't have Internet connection, they have a toll-free number that you can call. It's right there on their website. But
if you don't have an Internet connection, how could you find it?
Well,
that?
I don't know. Some people just don't like to order things over the Internet.
Yeah.
It does bother me. I don't know. What's going on here?
Still bothers you?
A little bit.
As long as you've got a secure connection, you're pretty much okay. And then there are also certifications for secure connections as well.
It's sometimes you want something specific or you have questions, and the Internet isn't that great for that.
I see. Did you want to give out their toll-free number, Mark?
Yeah, it's 877-820-9224.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone call. Ziggy on the amp line in the UK.
Ziggy.
I've got a new job.
What are you doing?
I'm getting details from people.
Do what?
I'm just going to buy myself a dirty rain mac.
Yeah, he's talking about the government bureaucracy over there, the Office of National Statistics or whatever they're called, that's going around house to house asking people about their sex lives, among other things.
How's your uterus?
Right. I've also got another story. Sadly, Gavin, who rings you occasionally, has got basically, he hasn't got into trouble. He basically just said to a journo that he thought that prostitution and drugs and guns should be legal.
Now, this, by the way, is Gavin, who you're referencing, has called the show before, and it should be noted that he is a councillor, a city councillor, for an unnamed city in the UK, and we didn't want to name that because it would bring unnecessary attention to him. But he has talked to...
I can name it now. It's Stoke. It's near the original Manchester.
Stoke?
I mean, this has all come out now.
Okay.
He said, this was published on Monday. On Tuesday, he was suspended from his party.
But is he still a city councillor?
Yes, he is. They can't dislodge him unless there's electoral fraud or anything.
Okay. So he talked to a journalist and he told him that he wants to end prohibition on drugs and prostitution and gambling.
Yeah, and he wants guns legalized.
And guns.
And he doesn't think that drink driving should be a crime.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one to sell.
Yeah, that's the one that seems to have caused most offense. I mean, and the next thing you know is he's been suspended from the party, and basically it looks like he could get kicked out. And what really makes me angry is that this party was founded upon John, upon classical liberalism.
Well, I mean, back in the day, the Democratic Party here in America was that way. I mean, wasn't Thomas Jefferson a Democrat?
Yep. I thought Thomas Jefferson was a Democratic Republican.
Okay. Well, see, exactly. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything today.
As opposed to a Whig or a Tory or something like that? They've all changed
over time. And so, you know, this is what politics is all about, or at least at the party level. It's about watering down your message to the point where you can get enough people to vote for you.
I belong to the same political party as he has, and I have seen in the last few years that they've had more electoral success than they've had before in recent times. And basically, all the suits have moved in, and the sandal wearers and the nonconformists have been pushed out. They're basically now fretting about their image because they want to just win elections.
Yep, it sounds exactly like what's happened over here in America to the Libertarian Party. They started in the 1970s, the early 70s, as a political party that was essentially intended, as I understood it, as a joke. Essentially an opportunity for market anarchists or free marketeers to get their viewpoint out into the media and get some attention for it. But what ended up happening was, you know, 30 years later, the party has been successfully infiltrated by people like you call them, the suits, people that are politicos, people from inside the beltway, if you will, that care nothing more than about getting elected, and they're willing to talk a few, you know, to say a thing or two about liberty, but generally have an unprincipled attitude about it, like this Bob Barr character that has decided to join the Libertarian Party.
I was going to mention at some point in the near future, I heard him the other day being interviewed, and I was saying to myself, how can this guy be a libertarian? I mean, he wants military intervention in South America. He wants he's put for the war on drugs.
Well, he claims to be somewhat reformed on the war on drugs issue. I don't know exactly what he has to say for himself.
He said it's down to the states to deal with it. Well, I'm sorry, but I always thought that one of the priorities for the Libertarian Party was to legalize, you know, drugs.
Yeah, or at least come out with a position on it that's fairly solid and takes a stand beyond the kind of the coward's way out of saying,
issue. You've got Mike Gravel, and it seems to me you've got basically burnt out senators. Now,
yeah, the washed up politicians.
Second chance in the Libertarian Party.
Yep, that's exactly what it seems like to me. Ziggy, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And I'm speaking as a former Libertarian Party activist. I've seen I haven't been involved for a long time. Many people have been involved for the decades it's been around. I can't imagine what they would have to say about its decline. But now we're seeing this Bob Barr, who before he was involved the Libertarian Party, had been out of office. He had been he'd lost an election in Georgia, and one of the things that happened in his last election was the Libertarian Party bought advertisements against Bob Barr to try to get him out of office because he was one of the most one of the worst drug warriors in Washington D.C. And now all of a sudden he's changing his tune and he's coming into the Libertarian Party. I haven't done much looking into him just because I don't care. I don't trust politicians, so why bother? But from what I've heard, he might be a little more friendly on the marijuana issue. I don't know anything about how he feels about other drugs at this point. And from what I understand, he supports the fair tax. And if you're a libertarian, you can't possibly support coercive taxation, especially not some huge welfare state program like the fair tax. So this guy's got a long way to go before he's going to get the support of real libertarians.
I don't know that I think that libertarians couldn't possibly support the fair tax. I disagree with that.
Libertarians are against the use of initiated force, Mark, and the fair tax is initiated voted for. So you're either a libertarian or you're not.
Well, that's not true. Libertarians propose all sorts of small government. Every bit of government is an initiation of force, so therefore...
This is the problem with the libertarian movement at this point. It's been infiltrated by people that call themselves libertarians proposing government programs. And the idea about liberty is to get the government out of our lives.
Right. Like that so-called libertarian talk show host from Atlanta.
Neil Bortz, who, by the way, we whipped his butt in Florence, Alabama in the ratings book in 2007.
Well, I can't wait till we can get a bigger market.
The latest numbers we have, by the
and
way.
And by the way, regarding the fair tax, one of the arguments for it is they say, well, the government will collect just as much, if not more, money as they do now. Well,
that's the whole
point. Yeah, you want to starve the beast.
These libertarians have alienated activists like myself, and I am a life member of the party. There's no taking that away. I'm not going to bother writing them to rescind it. I'm not that upset. I just am saddened to see them in decline at this point. But they're watering down their principles. There's a group within the party that has been advocating to get rid of the statement of principle. When you sign up for the party, it's the only political party that I know of that you actually have to sign a statement that says you don't support or advocate the initiation of force, and they just want to get rid of that
so they can
up their membership count.
I don't know that that's going to up their membership count at all.
They think it will.
Well,
they think it turns people off.
I like the statement of intent. I think that it should stay. However, I think that we should, you know, that welcome people into the party and then work on them as far as liberty goes.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care anymore because I'm beyond the political party thing. It's so outmoded and outdated and so slow and inefficient. If you've ever been involved inside a political party before, you know exactly what I'm talking about with the Roberts Rules of Order and all of their other nonsense that just bogs down getting anything done. 800-259-9231, and besides, national politics is also a waste of time, in my opinion. We'd love to have you call in, disagree, or tell us your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Is the Libertarian Party or any third party worth trying to save? I say no way. It's Free Talk Live.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's AlkaVita Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging...
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. To get access to great branded merchandise like Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, store.freetalklive.com. So I found an actual news article about what Ziggy had called in a few moments ago in regards to a guy named Gavin, a city councilor that had called our show from the United Kingdom and was very friendly to the Liberty message. In fact, sounds like he's pretty much a Liberty-oriented guy. He's opened his mouth now, I guess, a little bit too wide and is now under attack for taking a pro-liberty position on prohibition and advocating for the end of it. The story is from The Sentinel in the UK. City Councillor Gavin Webb could be thrown off a school's board of governors after making controversial calls to legalize heroin and prostitution. Liberal Democrat, Libertarian Councillor Gavin Webb's position is being reviewed after publicly expressing controversial views. The Thistley Hall High School in Pencole could now decide to sack him from its board of governors. The chair of governors, Gil Miller, said she's seeking advice on Mr. Webb's position in light of complaints about comments he has made. She said, "I've alerted the governing support unit at the city council, and the governing body is currently considering Mr. Webb's position." Talking about drugs, he said, "I believe we should legalize the lot, including the most harmful substance, heroin." He's also described the police's drug-busting Operation Nemesis as a waste of money. And I don't even have to know the details of Operation Nemesis to know that he's absolutely right.
It's a waste
right.
of money.
Yep. He's also said, "The only person one can trust in protecting one's own life is oneself. That's why I also advocate that individuals should have the right to carry a handgun." Now, you have to know that, in case you aren't aware, in the UK, you cannot carry even a knife. You can't have a blade on you, let alone a handgun.
Yeah, so I mean, he's blaspheming as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to an American who's used to the Second Amendment, who's used to the ability to actually own and possess firearms, this seems pretty radical. But this is the state of affairs as it is over there, is that you can't have guns. Other controversial views expressed by Mr. Webb include that drink driving is not a crime, that brothels should be legal, and that Britain's borders should be opened up to anyone who wants to enter the country. I have to say, I love what he has to say, and I've had a bit of...
And this is just the school board. I mean, it's not like he's... You know, I mean, they're going crazy over this on a guy on the school board.
In the case of the drink driving one, that has to be the toughest of them all.
It is.
Certainly,
I don't know what I think about that.
Well, I suggested recently an instance of civil disobedience, and I didn't think it was going to fly because I'd been told by a cop here in Keene that there's a mandatory arrest situation where, let me just rewind for a moment. Over the weekend, we had a public gambling event where people were gambling for money in public and the police knew about it and they did nothing. And turns out that the police actually have discretion by law to ignore pretty much anything. So you could be out, you know, shooting up heroin in your arm and they have the discretion to ignore you. But there are a few things that they don't have discretion with, where it's mandatory that they arrest someone. And I was told, apparently I was told incorrectly, but at the time I was told that the cops have to arrest on underage drinking and driving. So I suggested that we have some kids, well, when I say kids, I mean 18-year-olds or something like that, be served a beer or half a cup of beer or something, drink a few drink, you know, few sips to a half a cup of beer or something like that, some small, minute, insubstantial amount of beer, and then get behind the wheel and drive home or something like that, or drive to another location. And even
you're
amongst
not going to make any friends doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, even amongst the libertarians, I was torn apart. Nobody liked that idea at all. And I just felt like, what's the big deal? It's a half a cup of beer. Who
cares? I've certainly driven home after having a beer or two.
You're a rebel.
I think a lot of Americans do. I think a lot of Americans feel comfortable going to the bar, having a beer or two.
It's like this taboo thing that you can do, but don't talk about it.
Don't talk about doing it? Yeah.
Yeah. For God's sake, don't talk about it.
So that one fell by the wayside, and it turns out it's not even a mandatory arrest. Turns out the cops, it's not mandatory for them to arrest an underage drinker and driver. But it is mandatory for them to arrest underage transportation of alcohol. So there's no real understandable system here. It's just arbitrary which laws are mandatory to arrest for and which ones aren't. Although I think my favorite one is the itinerant vendor law. It's mandatory that you arrest people who come in from, presumably from the outside area, but there's no specification. It's just that somebody like sets up a tent or sets up something on the side of the road or whatever to sell things. Apparently those people can be arrested if they have an inventory of over $500. So that's one of the few mandatory arrests here in New Hampshire. And the reason I was proposing this was because, well, if the cops are ignoring all of the other things that we're doing, it seems like they're in the mode of ignoring us at this point. If they're ignoring everything, what would happen if we did something that was relatively innocuous, like this itinerant vending, take pre-orders for selling a laptop from the back of a truck or something like that? You don't actually even have to have the product to sell. And then, you know, have somebody get arrested for that. Or better yet, the question would be, if they don't arrest you, if they ignore you, they know you're going to be itinerant vending, and they don't arrest you for it, when it's mandatory they arrest you, then what does that say? Because all the other stuff we know they have discretion on. What if they use discretion on something they're not supposed to use discretion on?
You could sue them.
No, I would never do something like that. But it was just kind of an interesting question, and that's what I was exploring. But boy, people do not like the idea of promoting responsible drinking and driving. I mean, the idea that there could even be responsible drinking and driving, I think, is anathema to many people.
There was an article on LouRockwell.com that we read one time that talked about how drinking and driving should, you know, drunk driving should be legalized. And
yeah, I agree.
It's interesting, but I can't agree with it. I mean,
I think dangerous driving is the problem. I think that, and when you say drunk, okay, I don't like the term drunk because drunk makes me think stumbling and falling, and there's no way that couldn't be dangerous.
Well, it could be if the guy said, "I'm gonna make it home," and he drove at 5 miles an hour, sort of on the side of the road. It's not dangerous.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark.
But you know something? They try to quantify dangerous driving with your blood alcohol level.
Right, and it's very difficult.
And it's very difficult because some people are affected differently by that a certain amount of alcohol than others. So there's no real way to quantify it accurately. So they end up taking the safer people and throwing them under the bus with all the rest of them.
By the way, back to the story about Gavin Webb, the city councilor over in the UK, who's under fire for being honest about his feelings in regards to prohibition. He says here that their group leader, the Liberal Democrats, the party he's a member of, said she was concerned about some of the comments he's made in recent weeks. She said a member of the public had contacted her to complain about some of his views. He said he's aware of some of his views are unpopular and could even jeopardize his position as a governor. He said, I'm getting flack from various people, but part of the role of politicians is to tell people to take responsibility for their own lives instead of blaming other people. Well,
I don't know that politicians consider that their role, but... No,
he's one of the few, I think.
I can't disagree with him.
Yeah, he says at the end of the day, it's up to the board of school governors whether they support me or sack me. He's also being investigated after an alleged four-letter outburst after a fellow counselor. So, good for Gavin. Really appreciate him being honest with his belief system.
Four-letter outburst, that's definitely a British term, but I like it.
1-800-259-9231. It looks like he's actually watching the article here on the... I'm looking at the comments on the Sentinel. This is the Sentinel. We'll have a link to this article here on the BBS later, but he's actually debating with the commenters, apparently. So that could be entertaining. Hey, Wayne, real quick, there's a story out of Australia
in regards to
recycling cops. Yeah. Recycle cops?
The recycle cops. They're freaking out the residents in Australia. The story's out of Melbourne. Local council bin police wearing headlamps are prowling neighborhoods in the middle of the night to check whether residents are recycling.
You know, I'd like to ask those guys if this is what they signed up for.
Yeah.
When you wanted to be a cop, is this what you envisioned? Checking people's recycle bins in the middle of the night?
At 1 a.m. 1 a.m. It is understood several other councils pay bin cops to hunt down rogue recyclers. City of Monash spokeswoman Jody Harrison confirmed a rubbish auditor had been warned to switch to a more reasonable hours after freaking out residents.
Rubbish auditor.
Yes, a rubbish auditor.
Wow.
Disturbed householders. Listen to that term again. That's wow. Householders.
Yeah. Hmm. Not owners. American English. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Not homeowners, but householders have discovered bin police kitted out with miners' hats and inspecting garbage bins that are left by footpaths, I guess, next to footpaths for collection.
It's almost a different language.
This makes me feel so good about living here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's no mandatory recycling, where there's not even a government-mandated trash collector. You can actually choose who your collector is. But it wasn't that different down in Sarasota, Florida, where we came from. They would go through your garbage, and if your recycling was not up to spec, they just throw stuff out and they wouldn't
right
take
the
it from
lawn.
You. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Store.